You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Joe Moore. Next Monday, the Fresno chapter of the League of Women Voters is celebrating a big milestone, its 75th anniversary, with a special event at Roger Rocca's Dinner Theater. The Fresno chapter is the fourth oldest in the state and remains very active on issues from government to natural resources to social policy. The event features a special guest speaker, a familiar name to many Valley residents, former broadcast journalist and Fresno's first woman mayor, Karen Humphrey, who joins us now on Valley Edition. Karen, welcome.
Thank you. Hi, Joe. How are you doing?
Doing very well. Karen, you served as Fresno's first woman mayor from 1989 to 1993. At that time, you were the last Fresno mayor to serve their entire term under the council-manager form of government in Fresno before the city adopted the new CEO-style strong mayor form of government. Looking back on it now, how do you think that change in governance style turned out for Fresno?
Well, I think that it probably depends on the issue and the politics of the individual involved. I think by and large it's been successful for Fresno. I think it also demonstrated what was an argument that even in supporting the measure, I tried to make sure people understood that strong mayor is not a magic formula to make all the city's problems disappear. Strong mayor is a different way of approaching it. It provides some tools and some positive weight to the office of mayor and a chance for the mayor to concentrate above the level of dealing with the council all the time, but nevertheless having to have a partnership with the council. So I think all three of the people who served have served since I was in office have had some success in their terms. I think in some ways, not having served there myself, I can't tell you the exact difference, but I think by and large it's been fine for the city of Fresno. But I also think that it has probably demonstrated that things don't just suddenly turn around. You still have a democratic system. You still have a system where the council plays a role, where the city staff plays a role, where interest groups play a role, and a truly strong mayor can function in any system and provide leadership. I think overall it was a good change for Fresno.
Do you reflect back much at all on that time in your life and your tenure at City Hall and those things? Well, think, oh, you know, what if I had done that? Does that cross your mind?
Yeah, first, anytime you. I've had a long and interesting career, and each part of it, including my years as mayor, contributed to things that I did subsequently. And, yeah, there are certainly things that I would look back on, not so much in terms of the positions and the things I supported, but in terms of how I went about trying to achieve things. I also learned very clearly there are things that are happening now in Fresno that I think when I was in office, the people who served with me and I planted the seeds. There are also things that have happened. There were things that happened at that time that there's no specific issue because, very honestly, my life since then has been focused on doing work with state government, and now I'm doing a lot of community activism around getting women elected and doing up here in Sacramento working on some homelessness issues. And I just hope I've integrated the things that I've learned about working in local government so that I can continue to be effective in other roles that cross local government but aren't part of it.
Well, let's go ahead and transition now and talk about those things that you just mentioned. If you look at City Hall today, Mayor Swearengen is wrapping up the end of her second term in office, the city's second female mayor. There's also Councilmember Esmeralda Soria, who represents District 3 in Fresno. But with those two exceptions, the rest of the leadership, at least elected leadership at City Hall, are all men. And this is not something that's unique to Fresno. What do you think should be done to try to get more women to consider pursuing elective office and done to help get them in office?
Well, I think a number of things that the League has worked on over the years in terms of reforming democratic processes, reforming money and politics, creating more representative systems, opening the system up in terms of how primaries are operated. I think all of those have helped a bit. I'm now working, I'm part of the National Women's Political Caucus of California, which has existed for 45 years, encouraging progressive women to run for office. We collaborate with other organizations, California Women Lead, Close the Gap, Emerge California, and others that are now more actively now trying to both train women in what's involved in running for public office and encourage appointments of women. I've always argued that if you're an elected woman, you have a real obligation to seek out and put women in positions of appointed office as to the extent that you can, because that's where people gain their ability to ultimately run for elected office. We also have to remember that, you know, the issues of being a working mother are as significant for elected officials as they are for any woman out there, and we have not, as a country, done very well to provide support systems so that women can balance family and work. And women are still criticized for running when they have young children. I've actually seen some very wonderful women run for office, and their young children can inform their policy. So, but they obviously have a family situation or an economic situation that supports that. Well, so there are a lot of women who just simply don't feel that they can run for office. And as we get more and more focused on this kind of big money politics and the challenge of doing grassroots campaigning and disaffection of a lot of voters from the political process in general, it's been challenging. There are considerable number of women running for state government office in California this year. The caucus has looked at and talked to a number of them, but we will not likely move the percentage of women in the California legislature much above the 26% it is right now, and I think that's a scandal. I think it's a scandal that women are no more than a third of elected women at most levels of government, except for school boards, and there they're still less than half. So we need to be talking about ways to make this a more democratic society where it becomes easier and more expected by the public that we have a representative government. I just think it's appalling. Fresno has never had more than two women in city government office at the same time. And I'm very sad to see that it's going to be reduced for a while.
Before we go, you left a career in the broadcast news industry to pursue politics. Was that a difficult decision for you? And do you ever reflect back on maybe what would have happened had you stayed in television news?
I laugh because my standard line about that has been I got out of television news to get into an honest profession. which is probably not totally fair to the many good people who've been in broadcast news over the years. But I would say my years in television taught me a lot of things. And, of course, I used to sit covering city council or board of supervisors meetings and say, oh, gee, I can do better than that. And then I got into office and I realized, oh, this isn't so easy. And, oh, do I really want to talk to that reporter out there? The answer is, at that point in television history time, the industry was changing in ways that I don't think were good either for women or for journalism. I think that my own station did continue to uphold pretty good broadcast journalism and move some women forward, but it was time for me to leave. The other issue is I really wanted to get more politically involved, and I could not do that as a reporter. So it was a good transition. Once in a while I missed it. I certainly missed the people. And I tried to connect with the people. That was the best part of television news, was the tremendous teamwork in our station. But it was a very useful part of my career. It helped me in many ways, but I have not really looked back very much since I left it.
Former broadcast journalist and, more importantly, former mayor of Fresno, Karen Humphrey, the first woman to hold that elected office in one of California's largest cities, now the fifth largest city in the state. She is speaking next Monday as part of the 75th anniversary celebration of the Fresno chapter of the League of Women Voters. It's held at Roger Rocca's Dinner Theater. Karen, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.